A hairy man who's packing.
Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Look, kids, it's AJ.
Dumbass.
That's it. Get out, kids. Get out. Get out right now. Get out. I'm throwing you out right now. Sebastian, take care of that.
99.1 PLR. Comedian Emily Ciro in studio.
Woo, good morning.
She'll be performing at the sold-out Chaz and AJ Comedy Show, thanks to Legends of Fear.
Thank you.
This Friday.
Can't wait.
VHS date. Did you hear this before we started playing this stuff?
No. I'm totally new to it.
Brian Blackmore gave it to me. It's trending on Instagram.
Yeah.
But put in your search VHS dates. It will not disappoint.
No.
This is a hairy man who's packing.
My name is Theodore Skip Wormsley. U.S. Army 3rd Infantry, retired. Was medically retired because of some non-medical issues, some drug-related issues. Cleaned up my act, moved out here to the West Coast, looking for the woman of my dreams. Like I said, they call me the worm for a reason. You know, I'm not just a mustache, but for a nickel, you can ride it.
Nice.
All right.
Ladies love that.
Ladies?
Right.
Are there any ladies listening who are turned on by that, by the way?
That's my man.
Nope.
That's my man.
Drier than an English muffin.
Look at that. Look at that. Yeah. We're talking the desert.
Is that an English muffin with butter or no butter?
No.
Trust
no
me.
No butter.
No
butter.
No jam. Okay.
Yeah, no buttering happening at all.
He's getting no help.
Right. Right.
That's the first 15 seconds. That's his first pitch.
Right.
Mm.
He likes to be up front and forward.
Yeah. Ruth, or, no energy with that kind of a statement?
Mm-hmm. That's
no. No. There's nothing. Maybe you need to hear more.
Right. What could he do to pull himself out
exactly
right now?
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Pull that nose of the plane up.
Right.
Oh, my God.
All right. Here we go.
So I'm a big boob guy. Well, I can do push-ups.
Okay, hold on.
All right. Now we'll get someplace.
He's a big boob guy.
Big boob guy.
Big boob guy.
Right.
Now, big boob guy.
He's a big boob guy.
Big boob guy.
If you have big boobs and you hear a guy say, I'm a big boob guy, is that a turn on?
Well, you know, you fit the criteria.
He's into you.
Yeah, you fit the criteria.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Big boob guy.
Right.
Big boob guy.
Big boob guy.
Yep, yep.
Okay. He's honest.
Matches
yeah.
mustache. Exactly,
and it's like,
yeah.
Duh. Like, what else? It's right. Like, you're a guy.
Right. Also, like girls with no self esteem. One's a drink and can't remember what happened.
Is your father
before.
Not in your life?
I like girls like doing the walk of shame at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That kind of girl.
And do you think he would even charge a nickel for the mustache?
No.
You know?
No, that's on me, honey.
No, that's free.
That's
on me, literally.
That's for me.
Yeah.
You big boob girl. With no shame.
Oh, this guy.
No self-esteem.
All right.
Well, I can do push-ups all day, with or without a partner.
Oh, Lordest.
Well, okay.
Keep pumping.
What are we, how's he doing here?
Well, he's physically fit. We know he's physically fit.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
let's find the positives.
Yeah, he can do it all day, with or without a partner.
Right.
Which, by the way, he's definitely showing that off. He's got his shirt. There's maybe one button that's done, and it's right by his belly button. Everything else
hilarious.
Is open.
Oh.
And there's hair galore.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like a wild things beast.
It looks like he's got a sweater underneath his
yeah,
shirt.
It'll keep you warm.
Yeah.
It's why he doesn't need to have it buttoned. He's right. Plenty warm under
actually,
there.
Actually, the hair forced it open.
Yeah.
All right.
Just keep pumping. Three words to describe myself. Hostile, mobile, and agile. Do I believe in a soulmate?
Hostile. No. You led with hostile?
Hostile.
Mobile and agile. I can see. Hostile.
He's like just talking about the bedroom.
That's
He's
right.
Like, this guy's like right. All focused on one thing.
When I want some, I want it.
Yep.
He may be medically retired from the military, but he never left.
Right.
Hostile, mobile, and agile.
Are any of these things a turn on? Any of these words? Good?
I mean, mobile?
Mobile.
Yeah. Yeah, cool.
Right. Mobile.
Right.
I can walk.
He's agile. He's agile. So.
Can get
agile.
Through an obstacle
right.
course. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Is agile a turn on?
I don't think
I'm
so.
Agile?
I forget what
yeah.
that means.
Yeah. Yeah. Like dogs do the agility courses. Right. You're talking about.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
He's great exactly. with a tennis ball.
Right. Oh, my God.
Right. Can you like
we
run through little tunnels?
All day.
Right. Jump over things. That'd be cool.
Okay.
Do I believe in a soulmate? No, I do not. I'm strictly a Caucasian dater. Hot oils.
What?
Strong, wait, what?
Strictly a Caucasian dater.
Hot There's
oils.
No way. He's got to be making a joke there.
Right.
That's okay. A terrible joke.
Hot oils.
All right, so hold on. What do we got here? We got a guy, mustache rides, 5 cents.
Yeah. Big boob guy.
He was a big boob guy.
Right, right. He's hostile, mobile, and agile.
Okay. He likes to keep pumping.
Right. He can do push-ups with or without person all day long.
Okay.
Hot oils, strong thumbs, Hawaiian music.
What?
That actually should have been my tease. Hot oil, strong thumbs, and Hawaiian music.
That sounds like, that sounds like the answer to a Jeopardy question.
Oh my God. Come on, ladies. Are you being turned on by this? Come on.
All that man meat. Thumbs. Come on.
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, that guy's probably living in a mobile home.
Right.
Where is that's what he meant. That's what he
his
meant.
His house is mobile.
Right. That's why it's hostile.
Woo-hoo. Right. Yep, yep. All right.
These are all things that touch me at a level of frequency that I first experienced in a small Quonset hut. Get a little emotional thinking about it, but I'm going to need a minute.
Really?
What? He doesn't believe in soulmates?
Okay. Okay, so where did that strong thumb go exactly?
Yeah.
With the hot oil? As I touched him in a tent.
Huh. What was after hot oil and strong thumbs?
Hawaiian music.
Yes.
Yep.
He's
a Don Ho.
Wow.
So funny.
Chaz and AJ.
I don't think he was hostile. He was talking about his hairstyle.
Right.
On his chest.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Bully, bully.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, but you got to find the nipples. It's kind of hard.
That's right. We can play find the nipples.
Doing this somewhere.
Keep searching.
He's a big boob guy.
Which means that navel can't be that good either. Whoa.
Yep, yep.
Yep.
I'm going to need a minute.
You are?
And then is that the end of it? Or?
There's a little more.
Okay.
I don't have a family.
Wonder why.
Currently. I'm packing downstairs, ladies. That's what makes me different. Okay?
And that's the end.
She's saying he's armed. Okay. What's he packing with, that thumb?
Hot oils.
Hot oils. Strong thumbs.
I'm packing.
Hawaiian music.
Jesus. Wow.
I wonder how he's doing now. I'd love to follow up with him.
He's in that hut by himself.
How strong are his thumbs?
Yeah. Oiling his thumb and packing it.
All right, let's bring in Mike Cerulli, News 8. Good morning.
I didn't know you sponsored a women's softball team.
Friend of mine's wife plays on the team.
Yep.
And asked me if I would do it, and I did it out of my own pocket.
Nice.
Is this like a adult? What a collegiate? What age are we talking?
I would say adult.
Okay.
Yeah. Adult.
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 Right?
Yeah.
Right.
There's a bit of a smile on your face.
I almost want to say senior.
Okay. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Karen will punch me out.
Yes, she will. And then use a bat.
No, she's far from being a senior. Mm. But yeah, no, there's young women on the team as well.
Yes.
I would say adult. Yeah.
And they're kicking ass.
Let's talk to this guy who was attacked by a bear.
Yes.
Josh Ballard. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Morning.
Glad you're okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Me too.
Sounds horrifying.
It was horrifying. Going from one of the best days in a long time to the worst in a blink of an eye. It's crazy.
Oh, what was making it one of the best days?
Well, it was just one of the really first nice fall days for me. Perfect. You know, we went on a long hike, just went swimming, played golf, the whole thing. And just a typical day, fed him dinner and let him out. And
your dog?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Yep. He's a hound mix, so he loves chasing little things. And we've just been in this routine where I open the door and he goes booking off the deck, chasing chipmunks and squirrels and having a great old time. And as he ran off the deck, I walked out and followed him. I have two pear trees in the yard and looked to my left. He ran off to the right and Big Mama was sitting at the bottom of the tree and her cubs were up in the tree eating pears.
Whoops.
And I had, there was nothing I could do. She was sitting right in the track where he normally runs, and he literally ran right into her. It was
that
horrible.
Gets your adrenaline to slow everything down, right?
Ooh. Yeah, it's a big chipmunk. Yeah.
No idea. I had a second to react. Nothing was within arm's reach to help him, except for jingle bells on the door that I grabbed and ran through the pool deck, shaking him like a maniac, screaming. And by some luck, when I ran through the other pool gate to get close to them, I happened to be right next to her cubs, And I think that's what turned her in my direction.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, they're very, very defensive of the Cubs.
Yes.
Jingle bell or not.
I mean, rough guess, anywhere from 600 to 800 pound shoes, massive, and that charging at you is a scene I'll never forget. Mm. And in that second,
he
had the wherewithal to take off, and that was the only thing that saved him.
Did you think, Josh, when you just, for that split second, you see the bear coming at you, are you like, this is how it ends?
Horrified, yeah. I mean, luckily I was close enough to the gate that I backed up, and as I closed the pool gate, it's a strong, tall stockade fence, she crashed into it as I closed it. Wow. She broke the hinges. Ooh. She broke the lock. The door still won't open. But luckily it stayed up. And
it's a horror movie.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Put a Jason mask on that bear.
Now's a good time to go swimming. Go swimming.
I dropped something off at the pool.
Look at the battery bar in there.
Wow.
Damn, man.
Yep.
Did it roar and stuff like that? Like make all kinds of noises?
It was, yeah. I mean, the noises, when they crashed into each other, the noises were absolutely horrifying. My poor dog, he was just trying to get away, and she would not let him. She was in eliminate threat mode, and he had no chance if I didn't run out there. You know, as I'm running out, I'm thinking, I'm going to have to watch my dog get murdered. It was horrible to even think about.
Oh, man.
Damn.
How old is Evan?
He's 5, and he's, you know, he's such a great dog. And just, interestingly, 2 days before that, there was a bear passing in between our properties, and he was hair up barking. And of course, he doesn't speak English, but I'm telling him, you're going to die if you go up against
a bear. He doesn't speak English. He's not one of the English speaking dogs.
No. No. Good heavens. Yeah. What are you telling me? This bear might come up.
I've seen movies about those dogs.
I see. You're telling me? Stay away from the bear.
There was an old television show called Kuczynski.
Right. And the voice of Peter Boyle in it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So you're telling this dog a couple of days earlier, it's like, you keep doing that.
Yep.
Yep. Didn't register.
No. Nope.
Yep.
Yeah, sometimes they have to be told.
Yeah, you think, hopefully you learn the hard way this time. I don't know who has more PTSD, me or him, but he does not want to go in the backyard.
Oh. How's Evan now?
He's good. It's a longer road to recovery. His neck is and windpipe is pretty damaged, so he can't wear a collar or go for walks, but... the surgeons did great. You know, when I got there, they told me I had to prepare to say goodbye to him
because
he was breathing into his chest.
Yeah,
it was a really tough scene. So, but he fought all night, and then they called me the next day and said that he's good enough for the surgery, and they did a great job.
All right.
And, you know, he's on a healing path now, which is awesome.
That's great.
Yep. Holy crap. I didn't know he got that close to death, man.
Yeah, he was close. Yep.
Oh. Yep. Did the bear grab him by the neck with her mouth?
Yes. Yeah. So
that's
when
how they choke the animals out.
Yeah. Right. They snap them.
He was wet on his neck, like I hit him with a garden hose. It was her drool. I didn't know the extent of the injuries until they shaved him down, and you could see everything. You know, he looked like Frankenstein when I picked him up, just stapled. It was horrible. Yep.
Damn, man.
Oh, man. And so Evan's going to be okay.
He's going to be okay. Yes, he's on a great healing path. He's got a couple more weeks probably, and then I can hopefully, if the holes from her fangs heal up good, I can get a collar back on him. We can get back out in the woods.
And there's a GoFundMe page for Evan's vet bills. I'm sure that wasn't cheap.
No.
Oh man, that's a whole other story. Yeah, that was a tough one to swallow. But yeah, I had a great friend who urged me to start one, and. Yeah, the support has been unbelievable. I thank everybody that has contributed. It's been humbling and mind blowing.
Josh Ballard from Granby is on telling us the story of him being attacked by a bear, then the bear going after his dog.
Yeah,
pretty crazy. Like,
yeah,
you know, there are no stories of humans being attacked by bears in Connecticut, right? Am I forgetting one?
Not yet.
Yeah, no, there's been like a couple of close calls.
Yeah.
Right. But generally, they kind of stay away from humans. This bear ran after him and smashed into the fence and broke the hinges on the fence. This is...
If you see a mama and cubs, get away.
As soon as you see the babies, you gotta just go in the opposite direction.
Think of your own mama.
No, but you got your dog, and your dog's like barking. And you're like, I can't leave my dog.
Right. I gotcha,
Everyone's going to go help their dog.
I would try to go save my dog.
Understandably, yeah.
You need bigger bells. Yep.
I didn't even think. I just reacted. Oh, yeah. You know, there was nothing. There was no thought before that. And, you know, it was the Cubs, really. You know, Bears, you know, I've seen Bears all the time where I live, and they're pretty skittish. If you go out and make noise, they'll take off. Yeah. But
they don't want trouble.
Yeah.
When there's Cubs involved, forget it.
Yeah.
And another ant, like a dog barking with Cubs.
Oh, yeah.
You put that together and you get yourself a mix for disaster.
Bad scenario.
Yep. She was eliminate threat was her only intention.
Yeah. Yep. She tried.
Yep, yeah, and I love how you grabbed the jingle bells off the door and went. I wonder what the bear was like. What is this?
I gotta go shopping.
Like an idiot.
It feels early.
So, Josh, what else was in arm's reach of you? What options did we have besides jingle bells?
Yeah, did you look back and say, "Oh, there was a shotgun in the corner"?
wait, hold it! I found a pool noodle.
it was about as silly as a pool noodle, but yeah, I mean, if I went for a shotgun or a BB gun or bear mace like I have around the house. You would have been a goner.
Yeah,
you know, nothing was close enough.
Right.
It's like trying to slay a dragon with a butter knife.
That would have worked. You didn't stop me.
Yep. I felt like a fool, but thankfully, I don't even think it was the bells, but it was just me being next to her Cubs that turned her my direction.
Yeah. But it was enough to deflect.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So you probably saved your dog's life.
Yeah, you saved your dog's life.
Absolutely a life-saving action.
Yep.
Well, thankfully, he was smart enough to get the heck out of there when she turned in my direction, because she went back to find him right when I closed the gate. So he was already long gone.
Yep. I'm out of here.
What five words do you think, like when you're talking to your dog and you're saying, you know, you keep doing that, you're going to get killed. You know, they don't understand those words, but there's like five words dogs can probably understand. Their name.
Right. Yeah.
Out.
Right.
Food?
Yeah, eat.
Yeah. Eat.
Right. Right,
poop. Yeah, right.
Yep.
Yep, but the hunter breeds, you know, I mean, I love him, but he's not the smartest thing. And, you know, I don't know if he was defending or what he was doing, but, you know, he wasn't thinking, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, the instinct does take over sometimes.
Unfortunately,
Right.
Well, he was protecting you. When they go after another animal and start barking, they're saying, this is my territory.
Right.
Yeah.
My guy's behind me.
My daddy.
And that's my daddy.
Yeah. You better watch out for those jingle bells.
Yeah. Don't make them mad. They'll come at you with jingle bells.
He's going to carol you.
You know, Josh, if you had backdoor camera footage of this, you would be global right now.
Yep. You would be. News 8 would be knocking at your door, Josh. We might be today now. We've heard this story, too.
I have one angle of it, and I can't even go back and look at it, to be honest.
I hear you. Okay. I hear you, brother.
Yeah. How about you?
What about just the sounds of the jingle bells?
Yeah.
I would think Ice Cream Man. Ice cream!
I mean, think about it from the neighbor, not to make light of it, but think about it from the neighbor's perspective, right? They hear barking. Maybe a low growl and then jingle bells.
Right.
What's going on? What's going on?
Like Josh, a maniac.
Yeah, Josh's screams cut through the night.
What were you yelling?
I can't repeat it on the air.
Oh, really?
Understandable.
Oh, yeah.
A whole night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I didn't even think. Again, it just was a total reaction on my part. When I played it back, it was like, I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I ran after. But I felt helpless in that moment.
It's adrenaline, man.
Yeah,
anyone would do
all you could do, though.
When you think about it, you, Josh, you were doing the same thing that bear was doing. You were protecting one of yours.
Yeah.
You guys both were in that situation.
Maybe it's time to sit down, have some coffee, and talk about it.
Yeah, in the end, Josh, you and that bear, you were doing the same thing. You guys have more in common than you think.
And I love all animals, but, you know, when it comes to protecting my family, my daughter, my animal is my kid. You know, that's something I take seriously.
Yeah.
Yep. That pear tree, how attached to you?
Are you to that thing?
Yeah, I had thoughts. I had a lot of thoughts. First, I was on, you know, every bear must die. And then I processed all that. And I was like, I'm going to cut the pear trees down. I love them. But, you know, is it really worth it to have, you know, every fall bears come into my property? But I talked to the deep guys. They came out the next day.
They're great.
They were two guys came out. They were awesome. And we talked about a good plan. And, you know, there's some areas where I can improve the fencing and some electric fencing perhaps, and just being more vigilant. Honestly, I got complacent, to be perfectly honest. You know, I would get up in the morning, make my coffee, open the door, and he would just take off and chase little things and have a great time.
Right.
And I never really would go out, because every bear I saw was in my front yard or in the neighborhood on the other side. They never came in the backyard. So I wasn't really thinking I'd have to worry about it just yet.
Yeah.
But I also had a plan. I bought a pear picker. I was going to pick all the pears before they were ripe, and I was going to do that weekend, unfortunately, and as luck may have it.
They took care of you.
They had other intentions, yep.
Yeah, maybe go rutabagas or something like that. They don't like those. Or cabbage. No one likes cabbage.
Rhubarb.
You never hear, like, bears going off the cabbage.
Yeah.
We used to have pear fights when they were small and hard.
They take forever to ripe.
Oh, my God. They're like rocks.
They're
when
weapons
they
of war.
I got hit in the eye with one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, like, I looked at Rocky.
Right. That's what it was. You got hit in the head with a pear when you were a kid.
That's it, Mike. Thanks. More than the pear.
That's where it started.
A pear can't do this.
No, come on.
Please. That it was a cinder block.
One pear? Come on.
All right, Josh. Man, what a happy ending.
Glad
what
could have
been a really horrible
Thank
ending.
Yes, I mean, he's doing great. It's a road to recovery, but I'm just glad to have him still, you know, and I'm just glad I'm here as well.
Yeah. All right, look up Josh and Evan's bear attack recovery on GoFundMe.
Yeah.
And
it all adds up.
It all adds up, man, every couple of dollars.
Throw some money in there.
Yes.
All right, thank you, Josh.
So much.
We're very happy Evan's okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
No more bills.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Mike Cirilli, News 8 in studio.
What's going on?
And we were just talking to, we just had a horrific, happy ending bear story where a bear attacked a guy, attacked a dog, got the dog Evan by the neck.
Scary.
A lot of veterinarian bills, but the dog's going to live.
Yeah.
And we're asking you to call in Animal Encounters. Could be anything. Could be a chipmunk.
Right.
203-882-9757.
They're nasty, by the way. Just so you know.
Yeah. Hey, if one, like, every now and then they run out from under the fire pit at me.
Yeah.
I'm like,
You ever see their teeth? Their teeth are nasty, man. That thing bites you even for a ride.
AJ and Shelton.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Good, good. No, I just tried sending the video to Ruth and Phil, but apparently the attachment size is too big, and I don't know. I'm not tech savvy, so I'm going to try to figure it out. Still send it to you
guys.
But,
okay, cool.
But yeah, I was in Watertown last year. I'm a tick ranger, so I just got done spraying the property, and then the engine's on when I'm spraying. So then once I turned it off, I noticed this big black bear just coming out of the woods, and then I started filming, so I'm like, oh, cool, black bear, And then, as soon as it looks, and I'm like, that's why I want you guys to see, because the commentary is pretty funny. I'm like, oh, look, it's a bear. And I'm like, oh, it's chasing me. And then I just,
then
the video goes shaky. It starts running.
It, once it saw me, it was like, oh, you're mine. And I was like, oh, so I ended the video clip and then ran around to my truck. And by the time I ran to my truck, that bear was already probably... It covered like 50 yards in like 2 seconds.
They're fast.
My God. What were you spraying? Something made you hungry?
Well, it's cedar oil and peppermint. It's all organic. So I don't think. What I think it was, though, I think that once I turned off the engine, she was like kind of investigating, and then she saw me, and I guarantee you, because it was that time of year where there's cubs.
Yeah.
So I think there was probably cubs out in the woods, and then like she was to check it out, and then saw me as a threat.
Yep.
And then kind of charged me, like bluff charged me, just so I'd get away from the area.
She saw you as a big hot dog in a bun. Only now some mustard, now I'm all set. Damn.
But yeah, I'm still going to try to figure out how to send that to you guys, because again, the commentary is pretty gold.
I wonder what's faster, a bear or a dog?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Bears can cover 35 miles per hour, like in a good jog for like a little while. So they're really, really fast.
Yeah, it's not good when you're running 20 miles an hour.
They could probably catch my dog. My dog's fast. I was just taking her hiking the other day in West Hartford at the reservoir, and we were on the path, and then I went on the trail, and I'm like, maybe we should get off the trail.
Okay. Yeah.
No? Okay. So yeah, black bear, American black bear, can run speeds of 30 to 35 miles per hour.
Mm. Goodbye.
How fast is a dog? How fast is a human? What's the fastest human?
Oh,
Usain Bolt, I guess.
Yeah, right.
I'd like to see a bear chase him.
Let me put dog first. A German Shepherd average speed is 30 miles an hour. Greyhounds, 45 miles an hour.
Okay, so Greyhounds.
Greyhounds.
Shepherd, not so much.
Yeah, exactly.
I can guarantee those are faster than human beings.
How fast can a person run?
I'd say 20, 25 at most.
Let me see. Human, how fast can a human run? Okay.
I wish I got this text from Mike Hurd, inland wetlands guy in Oxford, while we had, what's his head on?
Josh.
Josh. He said, if you tell that guy to put bacon grease on the electric fence, it trains the bear that it's a no-go area.
They keep looking at
They get zapped. It's really good on the tongue. We use it around the beehives.
Nice.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm. Or the bedroom. Interesting. Well, yes.
I'm sure you get some humans like
biting that fence. That one hungry stupid neighbor. Yeah.
AJ, go ahead.
I just realized I'll try to send that video to through Messenger to PLR if that works. I mean, for some reason, it's not going through email or anything else. I just sent it to somebody the other day, and it went through. So I'll try to message you guys on the Facebook page.
We'll try to play it before we're done.
Yeah, and by the way,
put them on hold,
please. Right. Yeah,
I'm going to put you on hold.
And by the way, AJ, next time the bears run 30-35 miles an hour, a human runs 28 miles per hour. That's why he beat you.
Yeah,
or she beat you, whatever.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah, no. That's not good at all.
Christine in Waterbury.
Hello.
Christine?
Hello.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
So you have a story for us or what?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. So I actually, I'm in my 60s now. So this happened when I was probably 8 years old, and I lived in Wallingford. We lived on Cheshire Road, and Loughberry Park was across the street from us. And if you go through these paths about a mile through Loughberry Park, it led to Masonic Home and Hospital. And they used to have a pasture next to their hospital before they built this Ashware Village and all these places up there. And the pasture had cows in it.
Okay.
So anyway, it was in the middle of the summer and we were home. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. And all of a sudden, all these cows start coming up our driveway.
They're moving, yeah.
And we're like, oh, my God, what's going on? And so we had about 25 to 30 cows that had, I guess, gotten loose from Masonic and had walked through the woods and came down the path. And our house was, like, right across the street from the Loughberry Park entrance, the road.
It was a lovely spring day.
And they just came and decided that they wanted to stay on our grass and start eating our grass.
Did they chase you at all?
No. Yeah. I mean, we didn't go outside.
So they had lunch. Okay, good.
Yeah, we didn't go outside at all, but it was hysterical. Of course, my mother was, like, freaking out, and she called up my father, who worked at Yulberg Stainless Steel, and she was like, Joe, we got cows. There's all these cows in
your
the yard.
Your sister's missing again. Gotcha. Being a bit bossy.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was a funny animal encounter.
That's awesome.
It is a great one. You know what would be cool is if you could teach a cow to tap dance.
That'd be awesome with those hooves. Forget about it. Yeah. Make $1 million.
Yeah. Can you play the cows?
I honestly, I don't remember.
Hold on, Christine.
Nice. You know what you gotta do? Put little paces on the teats. Ha, ha.
It's got really weird.
Yeah, it's kind of sick.
Mike Cerulli, News 8 in studio. Comedian Emily Sierra here as well.
Hello.
Rick in East Hartford.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey. Love the show.
Good morning to you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. I got to be careful what I say. I'm pretty sure this is a federal crime, but I did battle with an eagle last year.
Okay.
You what?
I did battle with an eagle last year.
An eagle. Nice.
And not the football team.
Right. You have a sword and a shield?
Nope. wasn't a quarter. Yep.
So my wife has a couple pet chickens, and one day I went out to check the mail. I heard a commotion by the house. I look over, and this giant golden eagle had the chicken in its clutches.
Golden eagle. Yeah.
So I started yelling at it, and it just looked at me and didn't care. So I kicked it, didn't care. Kicked it again, didn't care. So my wife brought out a broom. I started beating the tar out of it. And it looked at me like
that wasn't
you.
Tar. That's a different substance. Usually found in the windshield.
Still wouldn't let go. So I went and got my work gloves, and I tried and tried to pry its talons off, and its talons are about the size of my hand.
And this thing stayed there the whole time, didn't fly off?
Nope. Stayed there the whole time. It just gave me a look like, bring it on.
Yeah, that badass bird.
Wow.
Yeah, how'd that look like? Like indignant, like for God's sake.
Yeah, they eagles, open their mouths. They want to look like, really?
Yeah, when they're mad, they look scary.
Yes, they do.
Oh, yeah. And it just wouldn't let go. So I'm like, you know what? Screw this. I didn't want to kill it. So I went and to get some hot water. I was going to throw hot water on it.
Oh, good idea. Give it a bath. My
water. Did you try Jingle Bells?
Right.
I just screwed a girl.
So while I'm getting the hot water, my wife's beating the tar out of it with a broom again, and it finally released, and it backed up about a foot, spread its wings, and kind of like bring it on. You know, F you and
oh yeah, like the kid, the Karate Kid. Did the crane?
Oh my god!
Wow.
Yeah, and then it finally flew off after all that.
So, wow.
And the chicken survived.
Really?
Wow.
Believe it or not. Yeah. Hey. And then it was killed by a raccoon about 3 months later.
I was gonna say he scrambled eggs.
What a horrible way to die, by the way.
Yeah.
Being eaten by another animal.
Right.
So that's my story.
I like how you laugh after that.
Yeah. Because it just got done being like beaten up by an eagle. It's like, oh yeah,
3 months later.
Come on, man, bring it. Okay, I had an eagle. Okay, don't worry about it.
That's something that happens every day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn, man.
Good for you, man, to defend your chicken like that. A lot of people would be like, okay, we lost. We're down a chicken.
Yep. Less eggs.
Well, I got to admit, it was kind of fun, too.
Don't say that.
Yeah, eagle fights.
So it didn't do anything? You're hitting it with a broom and it's just standing there?
It's just standing there staring
at me. Wow.
That's
either hitting it very hard? What are you, like, how hard?
I was whacking the heck out of it.
Really?
I'd be afraid that there's something wrong with it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, I like this. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Spank me. Spank me.
Guys,
spank me.
Guys,
spank me.
You see, I smoked a cigarette. That's a perverted bird.
Oh.
What's up with you? What's the matter with you?
Rick, thank you, man. Nice work, too.
All right.
Wow.
Great. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Came into a little odd zone just then.
I'm still stuck on the Sydney Sweeney bumper.
The bumper, yeah. I was not talking about her when I said that.
No.
But it makes it funnier.
It makes it a lot funnier.
It does.
Chuck on the road.
Hey, long time no talk, fellas. How you been?
Hey, good, Chuck, brother.
What's up, Chuck?
No, I got a couple different stories. I don't know. Do you want a possum or a bear story?
Possum.
Which one's a better
possum
one?
Possum.
Yeah, possum.
Ruth, possum.
Oh, possum. Okay. Well, the other evening, I was out on my back deck with my wife having a cigarette, and there was a big possum on the fence. So she ran and, oh, my God, got her phone and took a picture of it. Lo and behold, that was that. So the next day, I'm walking around my yard, and I look, and there is ripped to the spinal cord, no head. There was a possum in my yard that was gutted, all the insides and everything. It was stripped to the bone with just the animal skin and fur and tail. I've never seen it, and there was no blood anywhere. There was no blood to be found anywhere.
Huh. Were you full suddenly?
What would do that?
Yeah.
You know, because I live in Manchester and I've got some woods next to me, a fisher cat, possibly.
Oh, fisher cat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that scream, man.
Yeah.
Woo! I heard that thing scream one time. I was going to my car. I dove into the car head first.
No, but it kind of just sucked the meat and the blood out of the inside of it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Everyone's joking around. Oh, you got a vampire. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Yeah, that's grotesque. Oof. Very grotesque.
But the other one is the bear story, which I called in.
No, we're good.
I was.
Yeah, and I'm full.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good story, man.
Yeah, all right, fellas. I'll talk.
Thanks, Chuck.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, dude.
This is not a scary fisher cat.
No.
I thought that was Chuck being attacked by it.
Right. That's actually a guy in the eagle in the head.
That's what that is.
And in Florida.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hi, Chaz. I still listen to you. I moved away, and I still listen every morning from Florida.
Thank you.
That's very nice of you.
Ann Kissel.
Yes. Ann was a spot-on Roseanne Barr impersonator.
Yeah.
She used to come on The Night Show back in the early 90s.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell it was not her.
Yeah.
We had people show up at the radio station thinking that Roseanne Barr was here.
Remember I saw you in California?
What's that?
Remember, I saw you in California, too.
What was I doing in California?
You were out there for a while doing some radio.
Oh.
For a while.
Yeah, I did
long time ago.
3 months.
Yeah. It's like a sentence. Yeah. 3 months in California.
Yeah. No, I told you. Yeah, long story. Anyway, back to the animals. Yes. Radio's a whole nother jungle.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I remember the jungle, too. But anyway, years ago, it was like 25 years ago, my husband and I were hiking in Sedona. And I think it was Oak Creek Canyon. It's one big, long path, long, narrow canyon. And we had hiked all the way in. It was starting to get a little dusky. We say, we better get out. We turn to leave on the one path out. And as we come to the area that opens up, it was covered with a big herd of wild pigs, wild boar.
Okay.
And as soon as we started coming in, a couple of the big ones turned around and started snorting at us.
Right.
And we couldn't move. We had to sit there for the whole time and just watch them as they grazed across the path. And by the time we got out of there, it was already starting dark. But yeah, that's what they sounded like. And it was. And I just stood behind my husband. I took a couple of videos, but we couldn't move. They were just.
Are those the wild pigs that will eat humans?
They'll munch.
Yeah. What do you mean? They'll like just take a couple fingers and then say I'm full?
Well, obviously you should move at that point, but yeah, they'll eat you.
No, will they?
Well, they
are you sure?
I think so, yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got those big horns. They can gore you.
Right, it's true.
They get very big.
Yeah, they're quite horny.
And they're very destructive.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So we just let them have their way because you can't, you don't want to fight against them.
Get some pulled pork afterwards.
That's about it.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
I love you guys. Okay.
Hey, I love you too. Thanks for listening in Florida. Mike Cerulli, News 8 in studio, and we're taking your calls with odd animal encounters. Joe in West Haven.
Hey, good morning, crew.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
So I'm in my 60s now, but back in my 20s, me and my buddy Gary lived on a farm in North Haven on Zelva Street. It's called the Gritzback Farm. And we had two horses, we had pigs, we had chickens. We had a buffalo, female buffalo named Tonka, and a male, obviously a male bull named Tom. And we were trying to mate them to make a beefalo, but they just weren't having it.
Right.
So one day we're in the pen, and we thought everything was put away. And me and my buddy Gary, we were smoking a bowl in the middle.
What do you mean, everything put away?
Right.
Like all the, we thought all the animals were all like it put
okay.
In their little areas.
In the barn.
Right.
Stuff,
the mating tool.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
So we're standing in the middle of Tonka's pen, smoking a bowl, and all of a sudden we hear this rumbling. And we see trees moving. It was Tonka. She was out, and she was coming right at us. We almost crapped our pants. We ran so fast that we dove underneath the wire fence just in time before she got
it. She was feeling sexy. Come on, you big old piece
She's
of
like,
man.
She's like, I'm ready to mate.
Right. Come over here. Kiss your mama. We're going to make a manalo. We're going to make a manalo.
She's like, you'll be my baby daddy.
That's right. Who's your daddy? Who's your mama? Who's your mama?
Yeah. I'll never forget that one.
Oh, my God. I bet you guys actually ran a lot slower than
I would have screamed,
thought,
yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I felt like slow motion. I couldn't wait to get out of there.
So you were already high by the time.
All right, thank you.
Oh, look, hamburger's coming. Nice.
Robin in Bristol.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Is this Robin Robin? Oh, Robin Robin.
Robin Robin.
Robin Robin. Robin. The bank robin.
Rockin'
right,
Robin.
Robin, yes.
Yeah, my girl.
Right.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Yeah.
I'm calling about, I used to live in Colchester when I was like 13, and we had a best friend. Her name was Carmen Flores. It was off of Norwich Ave, and she had a pig farm. She told us, me and my friends, to come over, but she didn't say what kind of pig she had. So we get to the fence. It's like those old, the guardrails that like metal.
Yeah.
So we climb over it because we don't have cell phones back then, and we're waiting for her, and we're walking. And then way in the distance, you can see like her coming, and the pigs look small, and then they get running, and they're running, and then she starts screaming out, you know, our names, run, run. And we're just thinking, you know, well, it's little pigs. And as they get closer, they're just so big. They're like bigger than humans.
Wow.
And then they're just so big, and they got the, like, they're like kind of like wild boars, but a little bit different. They used to sell them to like, she's Cuban. They sell them to like the Colombians and stuff like that. People would come over and buy pigs and everything. But
did you just say they sold the pigs to the Colombians?
yeah, a set of people that lived in Columbia. So,
yeah.
You know,
right. Okay. Like a big deer.
All right.
Okay, big.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I heard that.
Right.
Yeah. So as we're coming, they're getting bigger. And so we turn around and I said, well, maybe we should start running. So we start running. And as we get over the fence, my friend, Tommy Hale, his pant leg got stuck.
Oh, no.
And they grab his pant leg and they're trying to pull him. So you've got us two on one side. And then she has like a witch stick and she's trying to like get them away from him and that. But they tore his pant leg and he got like a really bad cut on his leg and that. But they were huge. They had the teeth and everything, like the tusks.
Wow.
So they were like so big. I never seen them. So I never ate bacon after that. I couldn't even eat that
food
until I got like years later. I mean, I wouldn't even touch it.
Haven't eaten a bar one day like that too. I tried kicking you and go away.
Yeah.
They're not the kind of pigs like when you go to Animal Farm, you see little big pigs.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, these are man-eating pigs.
Right, these are brutal pigs.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Those Colombians.
Right. Those Colombians, they like their pigs mean and big.
And they're más fuerte. Más fuerte. That's right.
I never knew.
Holy cow.
I also want to say thank you because we're going to the concert tomorrow night, to the Papa Roach concert. I can't wait.
Oh, that's great.
Have a great time.
Well, I love your bank robin story.
Yes.
Robin.
Tweet, tweet.
All right. Thank you, Robin. Man. All right. Well, let's get to this woman who saved a baby raccoon with CPR.
So our health department is right beside of Kentucky Miss Moonshine. They had put some fermented peaches in their dumpster, and I guess the two baby raccoons had got into the dumpster and they were stuck. Everybody that was around was like, it's dead. I mean, it's just not going to make it. Immediately, I just started doing CPR on it. I was tickled to death.
Hold it. Was she like putting her mouth on the...
Right.
I'm thinking this is just the compressions.
Right.
Okay.
You got it. I'm not thinking she's doing that.
That's what you're thinking.
I'm thinking mouth to mouth.
I'm thinking it's just, how would you even do that to a raccoon? They have pointed mouths, man.
Right. Well, you pull right into the snout.
You open up the little snout and you get in.
Come on, Cerulli. Put your mouth down that snout.
It tastes like peach.
Get on your knees. Come on. Put your mouth on the snout.
Keep blowing.
Put your mouth.
Keep blowing.
Stand alive. Hey, you blow too hard. Make a noise, Frank.
Oh, my God. Is this not the perfect eyewitness for a news story?
Unbelievable.
It might be better than the foot-smelling story you had.
Oh, that's right.
I was equally disturbed by that guy's use of the same joke, four times. I couldn't come up with a good pun for a raccoon, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I liked how she said fermented peaches.
Right. Yeah. Fermented peaches.
Fermented peaches.
So you know it was drunk.
Going around.
That's right. That's how I get pregnant.
So there's peaches you can eat that you get drunk from?
Any fruit can be
fermented, yeah.
Mm. But it was a moonshine. I imagine they were using it. Yeah. They were soaking them.
In a dumpster.
Yep.
Nice. Mm.
Huh.
It's just not going to make it. Immediately, I just started doing CPR on it. I was tickled to death that it was able to join its mom again. That poor little raccoon, I hope it stays out of the dumpster.
I hope it's out of the dumpster.
After that lady performs CPR, it's going to get back into dumpster. See if hook up with the lady again.
I met chicks.
It's a classic Sandlot maneuver.
I got drunk. I hooked up. I'm going back.
I got to write this down. Get fermented peaches. Hang out in dumpster.
It's a good move.
Right. We should try to get her on.
Yeah.
All right. There's another one.
Yep.
Well, Mike, thanks for coming in. How's it going over at News 8?
It's great.
Good.
Busy times. People running for office left and right. You ever think about running for office?
No.
No?
No, I like to complain about stuff.
Right.
But I like to point out problems. I don't want to do stuff.
Even as like a kind of write-in, little bit of a joke or prank, you've never thought about either one of you?
No. I run from office.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. What was this deal with Connecticut trying to keep the Connecticut Sun here?
Oh, yeah. So actually, I've been breaking some news in this. It's still ongoing. So the Mohegan Tribe, which owns the Sun, they want to maybe sell the team, maybe sell a part of the team. There was a group in Boston that offered them north of $300 million. There was a group here in Connecticut offered them north of $300 million for the whole team.
Right.
And the group in Connecticut wanted to move them to Hartford. The group in Boston obviously wanted them to come to Boston. And from what the reporting has been, from what I've been able to learn, the league, the WNBA, which is really controlled by the NBA, has said, no way. You're not, if it moves an inch, you're not, we get to decide which cities get teams.
Oh, wow.
Right. So now there's this effort inside the state.
And does anyone know what they're leaning towards?
The team or the league?
The league.
The league would like, so
Boston.
they already want Boston. Well, they already have a list of cities that are in line for a team.
Yeah.
So Houston's kind of near the top of that list. There, it's from my understanding, what ESPN's reported on the Boston angle has been that the league has kind of said, well, if you wanted a team, Boston, you should have gotten in line with the other cities that want a team. That's sort of outside.
Interesting.
But Connecticut is now putting together a bid, like the state government through the pension funds, to buy a share of the team to kind of say, let's keep the status quo. Let's keep them here in Connecticut. Remains to be seen what's going to happen there. But I was joking with someone. I said, you know,
that's a dopiest idea.
Well, there's a lot of state governments that actually do invest in private
but
equity.
This is a poorly run state government. And this is the one time there's a problem that they didn't cause. They don't need to get involved in this one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Nobody. I think the thing is, though, and I've asked a lot of them about this, none of them want to be responsible for the next Whalers situation.
Right. This is not the Whalers by any stretch of the imagination.
Very true, but nobody wants the team to leave, so they're putting together an offer to buy a chunk of the team, and we'll see what happens. I mean, it'd be really weird. I was joking with someone about this. Like, the only governments that directly own sports teams are like the Qataris and the United Arab Emirates.
Yeah, it's so weird.
And maybe like Connecticut soon.
Just do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Before you start doing other stuff.
Right.
But you have been doing great reporting on this.
Dude.
I don't know how you do it, but
you just,
well done.
You
man.
Call someone up and you say, you want to tell me? I won't use your name or anything like that.
Well, into that. Come on, so really get on that.
Tell me all you know about fermented peaches.
Mike Cerulli, News 8. Thank you, brother.
Hey, great to be here.
Why did a woman grab her brother's groin?
Oh, boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
Look, kids, it's AJ.
Hey, kids. Dumbass. Want me some pigs? Dumbass. It's okay, they're friendly.
Now, comedian Emily Sierra in studio.
Good morning.
She'll be performing at the sold-out Chaz and AJ Comedy Show Friday night.
Yay.
Thanks to Legends of Fear. Love them.
Thank you.
All right, so a 21-year-old in Florida. Are you surprised it's Florida?
Oh, Florida. Nobody guessed.
I am. I'm shocked.
Things
I cannot believe it.
It's not just
crazy
Disney.
Stories, crazy place. That's Florida.
Her name, Alexandra.
Oh.
She's been convicted of 2 counts of domestic battery, 1 by strangulation.
Oh.
After a violent dispute that began over a missing PlayStation game.
Oh, see?
Okay.
Justified.
The jury only needed 20 minutes.
Wow. In Florida, yeah.
How do you want to vote on this? I don't know. How do you want to vote on this?
That was 10 minutes for coffee and 10 minutes like, we got to make this look not too ridiculous,
gotta
right?
Go to bathroom, number 2.
I'm hostile, I'm mobile, and I'm agile.
That's right, I'm packing.
Let's get this vote done.
Come on, yo.
Back in April, Alexandra freaked out over a missing PlayStation game. She shoved her mother to the ground.
Oh, for shame.
Not a good person.
Never shoved mama.
Who bought you that, probably.
Exactly.
Probably right? Bought it.
And also
probably paying for food.
Oh, not to
please.
Mention brought you into this world,
yeah.
Girl.
Oh, I know, right?
Come on.
And placed her hands around her neck, trying to choke her.
Oh, no. Oh, so
you
don't do
you
that.
You pushed your mama to the ground and tried to choke her.
That's it. Okay. That's it. You're done.
Was she playing Grand Theft Auto? What's right. happening here?
Pac-Man.
Yeah,
then,
yeah. That brings out the violence in everybody.
Right, right. So it was a game.
Stop eating dots!
Right.
This, you know, the beginning of the story probably started with the mother telling her to do or to not do something.
Yes.
She didn't listen, and it's like, okay, fine, then your game is going in the garbage.
Why? Yeah.
Where's my game? I don't know. Right. Yes, you do.
Don't make me. Don't make me. I will defend you.
There's your reenactment right there.
That garbage. It's not garbage. That come up with your head to freeze it. You need to pump your hands.
Then Alexandra's younger brother tried to break it up.
Oh, see, no. Don't do
but
that.
But she turned on him.
Oh.
Grabbing his groin and squeezing.
Wow.
He said, hey.
Would you grab your brother's groin?
No.
Never?
No.
I mean, I have a brother.
No. Just give him a kick. Why does your hand have to be the, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like,
well,
you could have need him.
It's Florida. I think she wanted to.
Well, I think she's, well, you got to.
Emily's like, there's so many other ways to inflict damage to that area.
That's how we say hello in Florida.
Florida.
Well, she pushed the mother to the ground. She gets on top of the mother, starts choking the mother. The brother starts trying to break it up. So he's standing there. His groin is right
in her face.
Right. Yeah. Geppetto's right there. Right. Got the puppet.
Yeah.
Right. Me puppet right here.
Call that a brotherly hug. And
right. Let go of that. Let go of that. Well, she's really a hands-on person, isn't she? I bet she had nails, too. That's the worst.
Yeah, that'd be worse.
Like talons. Yeah. Like, oh, God. Oh, God. I'm going to be a girl. She's going to tear it off and feed it to me.
I'm going
to
be fixed.
Good heavens.
Girl fights are vicious, man.
Yeah.
They always go right for the hair pulling.
Yeah. Well, a different kind of hair this time. Damn.
So she grabbed his groin, started squeezing and then striking him multiple times.
And said, call me.
Oh, she's a badass.
Yes, she is.
Wouldn't Both victims
her.
Suffered visible injuries.
Right. His, he had to show behind a curtain.
Yeah, his is swollen.
Right. You know, Wallace like this.
Never this big.
Or we're down south. Why not? Mama, look what she done did. Now it looks like an eggplant.
Hostile, mobile, and agile.
Hostile, mobile, and agile.
Three words to live by. He's packing.
A man arrested after driving a child-sized pink Barbie Jeep.
Mm.
Let's go to the news story.
You're really arresting him for driving a kid's Jeep?
That's right. On Friday, a Prince George man was pulled over and arrested right here after he was seen driving a child-sized pink Barbie Jeep down this busy road.
Man, I just wanted to get a Slurpee. I got lazy. I didn't want to walk.
Now, Casper Lincoln says he was
Peter
using
Griffin's
the sign.
Oh, that's
boy. Like Peter Griffin's son. I just want to get a Slurpee.
It does sound like Chris.
Hey,
yeah.
Chris. Want me to drive my pink Barbie Jeep? Mr. Herbert.
I just needed my icy sugar water.
Right. Hey, Lois. Pink Barbie Jeep.
I like purple.
Man, I just wanted to get a Slurpee.
That does Chris sound Griffin. Like him. That is unbelievable.
God. I got something to slurp, Chris. That's right. I'm a Slurpee too. A little old, but it's okay.
Now, Casper Lincoln says he was using the sidewalk until he came to a closed lane, and after that, he turned right. And that's when he was pulled over, prompting disbelief and a few memes. But lawyer Kyla Lee says driving any car without a license and insurance, even a toy one, is against the law.
The law is very clear. Toy cars constitute motor vehicles if they are powered by some sort of an engine. Nobody wants to hit
There's
somebody.
No engine.
It's right. just all battery,
it's
right?
A motor.
It's a battery.
It's a motor, yeah.
It is a motor.
Electric motor. So basically it's just a down-tuned Tesla. In pink. Yep.
All right.
Nobody wants to hit somebody in a Barbie car, and drivers aren't looking for Barbie cars in the roadway. So it is a serious safety issue.
If you can't see a pink Barbie.
But you can see it.
Yeah.
Police say they also found the driver had a suspended license and later blew over the legal blood alcohol limit, which is why he was taken in. Lincoln doesn't
I don't think
drive.
He said that.
I
right.
don't think he did either.
Yes. That's how he should get out of it.
And later blew over the legal blood alcohol limit.
Okay.
All right, this guy's got to blow next. You're drunk too.
Which is why he was taken in. Lincoln doesn't deny these charges, but says he had no idea he was breaking the law.
I'm going like three clicks. Because like I did my hand signals and everything.
But he's taking it all.
This guy should be in the whole report. He should be nothing but the report.
Seriously, just keep talking.
I know.
I don't even know.
Why did they do that? Two little sound bites.
I was going to drive you, Chris.
I was eating my Doritos. I got thirsty.
For God's sake. I said I'd go to the package for
Too
you.
Too salty.
Speaking of package.